know how you convinced me to come to this spear dating thing, Effa. And in this get-up, you've put so much talcum powder on my face, I look like an ad for life insurance. I don't know why we're here. We're a little past our prime, you might say.
Just because we're in our 60s, Gladys, doesn't mean we don't deserve to be happy. We might meet the men of our dreams tonight. And what do you mean in this get-up? We both look divine. My girdle is in place, and your slip is barely showing. Someone might even say we look like a study in beauty.
Okay, I guess you're right. We might meet some nice gentlemen, but it's so scary. Studies show that it's more likely for women over 40 to get struck by lightning than to get married. And combined, you and I are over 120 years old.
Speak for yourself, sister. I won't let any scientific claptrap put a wet towel on my ambitions to be happily wed. I was studying the personal ads this morning, and my profile happens to be highly sought after. Warm-hearted grandma types are all the rage nowadays, didn't you know?
Ha! Since when are you warm-hearted, Ethel? The last time I saw you be nice to someone, it was to the shop girl at Macy's, and that was only in the hope of getting free samples of expensive cosmetics.
Well, I didn't see you turning them down once I had gotten her to fork them over, did I now?
I guess you're right, Ethel. It won't be so bad tonight. I do wonder what to talk to all these men about, though. From what I understand, what's your favourite colour? Is a little passé?
Oh, anything, Gladys. Anything. Talk to them about anything. Talk to them about their grandchildren or their hip replacements or their tax returns. Ask them what they studied at school, for all I care.
But, Eva, they're old. Really old. Ancient. They studied decades ago. Honestly, I don't think their memory will go back that far.
Okay, Gladys. You've convinced me. It's a bad idea. Go home, have a glass of warm milk, and sleep well. I'll call you tomorrow to see how you spent the night.
You mean you're still going? Without me? Well, I can't believe you're going without me.
You'll have to believe it when you see me walking out the door.